Hey, welcome back to Morning Minutes. My name is Lena Ebujamra. If we're meeting for the first time, hi, good to meet you. And if we've met before, then you know how we do this. This is our fifth series in Morning Minutes. We've studied a number of books in the Bible, and now we're about to embark on the study of Colossians and Philemon. We spent about 5 minutes a day together going through the entire book verse by verse, and I, for one, cannot wait to see what God is going to do in your lives as we look at this series that I've called Focused. And you're going to see why in a moment. Let me do what I always do. I'm going to start by reading two verses from Colossians 1, 1 through 2. And today's episode I've called First Things First. Before I read the verses, remember that you can subscribe to this Morning Minutes via the email so that you get daily emails into your inbox, and you can just click on them and listen to the teaching that way. Or you can download our app on Android or iPhone, and you can get updates every day when the episodes are up. They're usually posted very early in the morning. Or you could just hit up livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. We'd love for you to tell your friends about these studies. We think they'll enrich their lives. And so again, welcome. And here we go. Colossians 1, 1 through 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. And I've called this teaching First Things First. And let me just sort of bring you up to speed on what's happening here in Colossians. First of all, every teaching will do three main points, three big categories. And so for the first one, I've called background focus. That's the who, what, where, when. So just to give you a little context here, if you don't mind. Paul is writing this epistle, and it is pretty clear. He says he's the one writing it, and pretty much church history agrees. Nobody ever doubted this authenticity of the authorship of this epistle. And he's writing from prison, probably in Rome. There's some theories as to whether this was earlier in his imprisonment in Caesarea, but really most data points toward Rome. And he was writing it to the church at Colossae, but also at Laodicea. You'll see towards the fourth chapter that Paul hits up, you know, share this with the people at Laodicea, which is another one of the churches. This was written in 60 to 62 AD. At about the same time Philemon was written. In fact, both letters, the letter to Colossians and the letter to Philemon, were sent via the same courier. And we're going to get to that. You know, you'll talk about some of the similarities of what's happening in those two letters. But that's why we're studying them together. Many of the commentaries sort of cover both of those together. And you'll, I think, appreciate just sort of seeing where Paul was at this point of his life and, of course, the life of the church. Now, interesting about this church, it was not started by Paul. In fact, Paul had never met the people of Colossae. It was started by a man named Epaphras, and we'll read about him in the next few days. The thought is that he was saved when Paul was preaching the gospel in Ephesus, and he himself went back home to where he was from and started the church at Colossae. Interesting too, because Philemon, the book of Philemon, was actually written to a man named Onesimus, who was also a man who had started his church in his home and probably got converted to Christianity around that time. And so just a reminder that you can work for the Lord even if you're not a chosen apostle like Paul and Peter and John were. And just really cool how people who might have even a different career and a different job are actually doing work for God and so flourishing in what had happened here, that in fact Paul had written a letter to the church, and we'll see why in a moment. About Colossae, just a little tidbit. It was a thriving city about an hour or so from the city of Ephesus, and it had been a major thorough point, but at the time that this was written, there was a better route to wherever people were going, and so it still was a very important city, had both Jews and Gentiles living in it. So the church was made up of the majority Gentiles, but also Jewish Christians, which sort of hits up on sort of the second big point I want to give you here, which is what is the theme or what is the focus of this book? Very, very important to understand. This letter was written to fight the false teaching of Gnosticism and really Jewish legalism. And you're going to see this as we get into chapter 1, chapter 2. But the false teaching was really rampant, and so much so that Epaphras, the guy who had started the church, came to Paul to say, listen, you need to write a letter to speak truth into these Christians' lives. And so what Gnosticism believed was that God is good, but matter was evil, and that Jesus Christ was just one of a series of emanations from God, so that he was less than God, that he wasn't really fully God and fully man, and that we could reach a secret higher knowledge above scripture that was needed for salvation. This was a false teaching, and it was really important to address this. And so really the main focus of this book, and where I want to, why I called this series Focus, because I think it's so critical, is this: the supremacy of Jesus Christ. Christ, the deity of Christ and the authority of Jesus over the church, not like in Ephesians over the body of believers, but over the church. And you're going to see how Christ is just lifted up in the entire book. And we're going to walk through and see how that doctrinal truth of who Jesus is impacts not just what we believe, but the way that we live. And the emphasis in this book is on what Christ has already accomplished for us. Really, you hear very little about what's to come in the Christian life. And Paul's point is, again, you'll see over and over again, that we have everything we need in Jesus Christ. So critical to understand that we are to stay focused on the supremacy of Christ. Jesus is the focus. I initially was going to call this series No Other Name, but really I want us to just be focused, focused. Every time you hear this word, focused, I want you to think about Jesus. He should be the center of everything we do and say. What not to miss, third big tidbit, 10 words that are only found in Ephesians and Colossians. In fact, the letter to the Ephesians and the letter to the Colossians bear a lot of similarities, written around the same time while Paul was in prison. But those 10 words are really cool. Reconcile, alienated, to make alive, raised up with, growth, ligament, external service, man, pleaser, him. I'm just saying them fast. Why? Just to show you that there's some ideas that are given here that are just very unique and very important and that are seen in both those amazing letters. Short letter. So I hope you're going to enjoy the study. Again, you can download it, the app, and access the study at Morning Minutes there. You can subscribe via your email. Just go to livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. And please tell your friends about it. We love you. And we are pumped to do this together. And this is why every episode I end with this. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you are a Christian, you are a saint, a faithful brother and sister in Christ. And I hope you stay that way. I'll catch you again tomorrow.